take out your pen and paper and get writing, because you're listening to The World Through Words. I'm your host, Julia Summerfield, and this is your one-stop shop for everything writing. From plotting to your first novel, to the details and structure of the hero's journey, The World Through Words is your tool to learn it all. So let's get writing. Hello, and welcome back to The World Through Words. This week, we're going to be talking about how perspective can affect the course and style of your novel. So last week, I talked about mediums and kind of how the medium of your story, aka the way you're writing it, so like a poem, a novel, a screenplay, a short story, can affect the way that your story is shaped and just kind of how different stories need different mediums to be written properly. I want to talk a little bit today about perspective, which I briefly covered in that episode, and just kind of the major perspectives and the shifts in perspective and how that affects a story. Perspective is very important to a novel. Anytime you write a novel, you have main characters or a main character, and there's somebody in this novel that the novel needs to be in the perspective of. So when you start a novel, usually you get an idea, right? We've talked about this several times now. You have that inspiration and you come up with a story. And usually the first thing you come up with in that general idea is your character. This would be your main character, typically. And usually the book will follow that main character's perspective. Now, there are times where there will be multiple main characters, so you'll have two different perspectives in your story. But a lot of the time, most traditionally, you'll see one main character. It is really hard to write just with one character, but that's what you'll see a lot of the time, as opposed to two alternating perspectives. And then the book will be really closely tied to this one main character. So chapter after chapter after chapter, it will stay in the perspective of this main character. Or if you have two different characters, it'll stay in their perspectives. Sometimes books will add a lot of characters, but that can be overwhelming for the reader. So I'd recommend sticking to one or two, but it can be done. And then when you have these perspectives, you're really thinking about voice, tone, style, the sort of idea that you get of the world they're in, the way the character views the world, and the way that that's being presented to the readers of the story. So just kind of talking about one character here, though you can apply this to two. When you have one character, you're going to be picking what kind of person you want it to be. So do you want it to be in first person, second person, third person? I've not read a lot of second person novels. That's like we, you. There are some that do fall into second person. Interior Chinatown, that book definitely has second person in it, and it is done incredibly well. So you can write second person, Choose Your Own Adventure. Those are second person, but second person is not popular in common writing. First person is more popular, but it's still not as much as third person. The majority of works are written in third person, and they are written in third person limited. So third person limited means that you are staying with one character and you are experiencing one character's emotions, and everybody else is outside of that character, and you would be viewing them as if you were that character. First person obviously has the same effect, but it's using I and me as pronouns compared to she, her, he, him, whatever. So you are more personal to the character compared with the character being far away and removed. And then when you're writing things, you want to really consider the best way to just draw your reader in. When you are using perspective in a story, you need to draw the reader in. You want them to feel embraced. In an omniscient novel where you get ideas and emotions from lots of people, it can be a lot harder to hyper-focus on one person. So even when doing a novel in that type, you want to still try to keep things focused on one character. When you're writing and when you're working on a story, your goal is to really narrow it down on one character or two characters and really build the novel off of their experiences. Perspective is supposed to be about their point of view and their ideas. So when you're writing, you can really have them influence the stuff that you say in your writing. You can really play around with their ideas and what's going on in their head and have it influence the novel. This is like unreliable narrators, if you've ever seen any of those, where they will say stuff that is legitimately wrong, and then it's kind of passed off as being correct or more right. So writing in perspective gives you a lot of flexibility, and it does really influence the book. I find first person, you get to tell a lot more personal, you get to say a lot more, I am feeling this, I think people are feeling this. You're definitely way, way, way more in the character's head, and you can make a lot more assumptions. That's also where you can have the most unreliability throughout the story when writing in first person. There's some fun things you can do in first person. I wrote a novel that was first person, but the first person would sometimes go to third person when he was talking about other characters. So technically, it was all in one character's perspective, but he was making assumptions and telling stories of what happened to other characters. And so at the end of the novel, the ending of the novel you actually get is unreliable. He is unreliable. He is just telling his assumption of what he thinks happens to one of the characters, but is never confirmed whether that actually did happen. So with first person, you can definitely write in third person at times, and you can switch. Just make sure you're making that clear to the reader if you're going to be cutting between first person and third person. When you're writing books with multiple characters, you can also write one character in third person, one in first person. I've seen this a lot. The Bean Trees, that book does that. So it has the main character who's in first person, but occasionally it'll tell other pieces that are in third person because they're no longer with your main character who you are trying to stick to as far as perspective goes. When you're choosing your perspective as well, I would heavily think on what the story feels like to you. Sometimes I write books and they really feel like they should have been in first person, and it feels like I made a mistake to write it in third person, or vice versa. You should be feeling out the characters and the character thought process and kind of looking at the main ideas the character is experiencing. Those are going to be your guide. That will help you the most with developing your story and then writing what feels the most realistic to you. Characters feel different things, and they are going to come out differently on the page depending on the perspective that you take and the tone that you want for your novel. So that's about all I have on perspective. There's definitely a lot more opinions people have on this or things that I could say, but I'm going to leave you with like basically what I've mentioned and let you kind of think about it for yourself. Perspective and the narration tone and the style that you write your novel in is really personal to you. You are the author and in control, and that is going to change a lot depending on how you see the story and what kind of story you want to make. So thank you so much for listening. This is The World Through Words, and I'll be seeing you all here next time. Bye!